Thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Nadia Rombors. Thanks so much for joining us. This is your Pix Now update.
First Lady Melania Trump is at the U.S. border right now. Mrs. Trump is in Texas to get a firsthand look at the crisis of migrant children being separated from their parents. She's the first member of the Trump family to make such a visit since the crisis caught national attention.
I'm here to learn about your facility and which I know you housed children on a long-term basis. And I also like to ask you how I can help to these children to reunite with their families.
And later today, Mrs. Trump will tour a Customs and Border Patrol processing center as well as a nonprofit social services center for children.
The First Lady's visit comes as Congress takes up two different immigration bills in the House of Representatives today, and both will try to find a permanent solution to the separation of families at the border. But it's unclear whether either has enough support to pass. Angelica Alvarez has the latest from Capitol Hill.
The House will be in order.
The House of Representatives is preparing to vote on two different immigration bills, a hardline conservative measure that cuts immigration across the board, even legally, and a GOP compromise bill negotiated between conservative and moderate Republicans in the House.
What we want to do is just get something that can move forward, and we're right here. This is the closest we've been since I've been up here to actually have immigration reform and to move us forward and get us off this topic that we've just been spinning our wheels on.
The president has said he will sign either bill that passes out of Congress, but the GOP leadership has put its support behind the compromise bill.
We're hopeful that we can get to the number we need to pass the bill. This is what's going to help solve the immigration puzzle in this country. DACA, border security, end this practice of family separation in a definitive way.
President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday, which temporarily ends the separation of families at the border. But it only lasts 20 days, which gives Congress less than 3 weeks to find a permanent solution.
I think the president is trying to address the issue on the border in a compassionate way and trying to do what he can from an executive standpoint. But it has to be addressed legislatively.
It may also be up to Congress to find a legislative fix for the children already separated at the border. The president's executive order does not apply to the 2,300 children already taken from their parents. Angelica Alvarez for CBS News, Capitol Hill.
As Congress debates the immigration crisis, protests continue on Capitol Hill this morning in the Russell Rotunda. Look at this. About 50 kids wrapped themselves in those Mylar blankets and they sat right there on the floor, all to symbolize the children separated from their parents at the border.
And right here in the Bay Area, a billboard has been vandalized to make a political statement. In the East Bay, the altered sign reads, "We make kids disappear," signed ICE. The billboard is located in Emeryville on Shulman Street. It originally read, "We make junk disappear." The infamous activist group known as In Decline has taken responsibility for the vandalism. And the move appears to be a response to the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy.
Meanwhile, take a look at this. Time magazine also making a statement of their own with their July 2nd edition. The cover here showing President Trump towering over the now iconic image of a sobbing immigrant girl recently separated from her parents. The illustration includes three words: "Welcome to America." They say it is meant to show indifference in the face of human suffering.
This just in, PG&E is preparing to pay at least $2.5 billion in damages for the Wine Country wildfires. Earlier this month, a CAL FIRE report traced many of October's deadly Northern California fires, more than a dozen, to PG&E power lines. The utility says it expects to be held liable for much of the damage, so that they will now record the $2.5 billion charge in the current quarter to cover the expected losses in the future. The total liability could end up being much higher.
New video to show you now of an ATM machine blowing up. Let's watch this one. It turns out a woman was trying to rob that machine right inside a Philadelphia beer store. So you see that lady right there. She used a stick of dynamite. Oof. Oh, wow. You can see her in this security video. There goes the explosion. She put the explosive on the ATM, lit a fuse, and the explosion sends smoke and debris everywhere. Police did arrest the woman. They say the safe inside the ATM was, in fact, completely intact.
The head of tech giant Intel is out of a job because of a prior relationship with another employee. CEO Brian Krzanich has resigned from the Santa Clara-based company. In a statement, Intel said that Krzanich had a past consensual relationship with another Intel worker, and that's a violation of company policy, which forbids managers from fraternizing with employees. He joined the company in 1982.
Today's Supreme Court ruling is a huge win for brick-and-mortar stores. The High Court ruled online retailers will have to collect sales taxes in states where they have no physical presence. Oh, this overturns a ruling from 1992. Traditional stores say they've been at a disadvantage by charging sales taxes because some online competitors don't have to, causing their items to appear cheaper. And speaking of online stores, we all know Amazon. Well, Prime members, you may love this. Get your shopping list ready. The annual Amazon Prime Day will be on July 16th. The date was accidentally leaked by a published banner on Amazon's UK site. This year, it's expected that the sale will last 36 hours, which is the longest one yet. The tech giant has not confirmed if the leaked date is true. Prime Day started back in 2015.
Little bit of a streak for the Dow, seven straight days in the red, and the trend continues. The Dow down about 146 points right now. This is pretty easy. Netta's got the forecast, wearing two hats today, news and weather.
Got it covered for you guys. And today, oh, get outside there and enjoy this air, because right by San Francisco, it definitely feels comfortable out there. Look at the clouds hanging right around the ocean over Sutro Tower, trying to block it, but not quite high enough. But yes, we had earlier marine layer that was pretty thick, and now it's definitely burned off a lot earlier than yesterday morning. Look at the clear skies right behind the Transamerica Pyramid, making for a gorgeous day. And now right along the coastline and Ocean Beach. That's where, of course, the clouds are lingering, as they do. We still have that marine influence today, so that's still going to help keep our temperatures from getting too hot out there. Concord, though, already you're at 72 degrees. That's where it is sunny. Oakland at 55, Livermore 68 already, and 54 for San Francisco. Now, the west winds are still coming through, but they're a lot calmer across the South Bay. Places like San Jose noticing a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. Mountain View getting that north wind. We're going to see a lot of north winds coming through starting tomorrow, especially for now. As long as we keep that west wind going, our temperatures are not going to skyrocket too much, especially around the water. That's, of course, where we get that cooler ocean air to come on through. But the inland locations, you will start to notice temperatures slightly warmer than yesterday. These two ridges of high pressure playing in our forecast for today and through the weekend, in fact. So here's a look at your afternoon highs today. 80 for Santa Clara, 89 in Morgan Hill, low 90s for a lot of places like Pittsburgh and Antioch, 86 in Danville. And then again, right around the water, temperatures where they should be, upper 60s, low 70s. Up in wine country, we'll be warming up a little bit more. And then this is when the excessive heat arrives, starting tomorrow and mainly on Saturday. That's going to be the hottest day in our forecast area. And then Sunday, we're looking triple digits as well. Warnings for Southern California, Nevada, Arizona, watches for parts of Northern California. So if your commute at all takes you through Sacramento, just keep that air conditioning on. You're going to want to definitely feel a little bit cooler as best as you can. Alameda County Fair will be a hot one. Drink plenty of water. 100 degrees. Kenny, I'll send it back to you.
Netta, thank you. San Francisco is gearing up for this weekend's Pride celebrations. One of this weekend's performances is from a well-known Bay Area native. It's Grammy-nominated artist Kehlani. The Oakland native will perform on Saturday night at a Pride celebration. The R&B singer is open about her sexuality. A personal breakthrough for her came when she wrote the song Honey about a former lover.
Sometimes I would change the pronoun that I used, or I wouldn't use a pronoun, just for the sake of making sure that the listener could put whoever they wanted into the equation. But I realized, you know what, I need to just be all the way thorough and just give you exactly what's on my heart. And so I made the choice to say woman, the choice to say girl.
The 23-year-old grew up in Oakland. She's collaborated with heavy hitters like Eminem and Cardi B. And she's also been nominated for 3 Grammys, the latest for her debut album. KPIX 5, a proud sponsor of the 2018 Pride Parade, will have live streaming coverage beginning Sunday morning at 10:30 on KPIX.com. You're not dancing this time. Oh, there you go.
Okay, we'll get the party going. Yeah, that music's fun. Yeah. We'll be out there, of course, throughout the day, and then it'll be fun to see everybody out there.
And good weather, too.
You have your in-laws in town, so you can't come out.
In-laws in town, yeah.
Bummer. But we'll be thinking of you, Ken.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, still wear your rainbow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have fun out there.
It'll be a blast. We do stream our newscast at noon every day on CBSSF.com.
And we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Fix Now News is sponsored by Philippine Tourism.
From the pristine beaches of Palawan, Cebu, or Siargao, to the wonder of the world, Banaue Rice Terraces, the Philippines awaits. Your once-in-a-lifetime experiences are right there in your unused rewards card travel miles. Click and discover the Philippines.